Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's nice to see we actually have more people looking, or fewer people looking for jobs. Now we got the employers out there looking, help, we need help. It is the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I am so glad you are joining us for this second hour of the show. 10 to noon every weekday, your live and local FM talk show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. That's what we do. We talk. It's everybody's voice. 991FMTalk.com is our webpage. Please head on over there. Answer today's poll question. Should Nevada increase funding to education? Yes or no or other. If you click other, you can put in your own comment. That's the thing. We're going to have two lawsuits against us now. Lawsuits. Gotta love it. Your money suing for your money. It's crazy. Also, lots of ways for you to get a hold of me. You can go onto my page there. All types of social media, or of course, my email, monica991fmtalk.com. Just received an email from Joe. Joe says, adios. You let that effing anti-Semite rave on. Didn't realize you could rave in 2 minutes. That kind of crap needs to be cut off, not apologetically disagreement. I'm done listening to you and yours. Be sure to tell Jerry I'll turn the radio back on when you're off the air. Well, Joe, I hate to see you go. Because if you don't believe that letting people speak their piece, even if you don't agree with them, and I don't agree with them, and they are anti this or anti that, well, then I hate to see you go, but goodbye, or as you put it, adios. Because there's an ulterior motive in that as well, Joe. So people know that there are others who think that way out there. So see ya. It is the Monica Jay Show, but it's your show. It's things you want to talk about and things you need to be informed about. And that's why I love the fact that I found this article. It's from the Heartland Institute. Please log on. They are now on my recommended webpages at heartland.org. Joining us right now on the Monica Jay Show is Lenny Jarrett. Lenny is the director of the Center for Education Opportunities at the Heartland Institute. And I found this article, actually it was only put out a few days ago on March 5th, but it's research and commentary. More education funding does not improve education outcomes. Lenny, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Oh, thanks for having me on. It's always great to talk about education and the never-ending cry for more money.
It is never-ending, Lenny. You actually wrote this article along with Matthew Matthew Glan, and it's about Rhode Island. But as I was reading this article and going through, and that they want to increase taxes and get another $500,000 for K-12, it just resonated with what is happening here in Nevada. And I'm assuming a lot of other states.
Yep, a lot of other states are trying to do the exact same thing.
How long is this going to continue to go on, Lenny?
As long as elected officials allow it to keep going on.
As long as we keep electing them, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So what did your research find?
Well, it found that it doesn't matter how much money you put into education, the results are basically flat. So the education outcomes aren't increasing no matter how much more money is going into the system. And in fact, most of the money doesn't end up in the classroom anyway. It ends up in support services or in administration. everywhere but in the actual classroom.
And that's what we see here in Nevada, because we actually, fortunately, we have a website called TransparentNevada.com, and you can go on and you can see every salary, benefit, and alternative salary in any government office. That includes the school districts. And, you know, Lenny, you know Nevada. Reno is small compared to Las Vegas. Our superintendent was making over $400,000, and the superintendent of Clark County down south was making a little over $300,000. I mean, just even doing the common math, which we don't want to even address Common Core, that just doesn't make sense.
No, it sounds like you're trying to become Illinois.
Hey, don't get me started, because we actually have a wonderful gentleman that used to work at one of the institutes in Illinois, and that's what he tells us. He tells us every time that he comes on the air, we are 10 years away from being Illinois, and that's not a good thing for us.
No, it's not. Yeah, it's John Serpalis. I can tell you exactly. I know,
yes.
I know John.
You know, I had a feeling. Okay, how do we fix this? Or is it fixable? I mean, does this start at removing the Department of Education from the federal government? Where are we working on this? Is it the states?
There's lots of places to start. Yeah, removing the Department of Education is one area, because federal mandates are about 40 to 50%, depending on where you're at, of the mandates, but only 8 to 10 cents per dollar of the money comes from the feds. So they're overregulating from the federal level. At the state level is where you can have the most impact. And unfortunately, Nevada had passed a great program. They passed the Universal Education Savings Account a few years ago.
Yes.
But the courts threw out the funding mechanism, and now they've been repealing it. So you're still left with your tax credit scholarship program, which only 2% of your student population uses. And school choice is really the only way you're going to ever fix this problem, because the system is not going to fix itself. So the only way to do it is to put parents in charge and having them force the issue of both with private schools, putting their kids in private schools, or forcing the issue with the public schools of having to actually make a change. As we've seen, studies show the more school choice there is, the more the traditional public schools are also impacted and improve their education outcomes.
So how does that wipe out their argument of, you know, if you take money from the general schools and put it into the private schools, let parents take the money out, whether it be with the what am I trying to say here, Lenny?
It's actually
the vouchers. I was trying to think vouchers.
Tax credit scholarships, education savings accounts, any of the funding mechanisms for school choice never take 100%. In fact, your tax credit scholarship program estimates that only the cost of a tax credit scholarship is 58% of what goes into your traditional public schools in Nevada. So therefore, no matter what, they have an extra 42% of the money that they still have, regardless of a child leaving. So every child that leaves actually increases the per pupil funding of every child left in traditional public schools. So when they say you're draining money from public schools, they're lying, because that's not true. It's the exact opposite is happening.
So how does the retirement plan fall into this, though? Because I hear so many times that we're not even really paying for that good education, because the money isn't going to the teachers. It's just going to administration and benefits.
Yeah, and that's the problem with all of the mandates. So the states need to start deregulating the public schools so they're more free to be able to do what they need to do. Because like we talked about at the beginning, the money's not getting to the classroom. It's going into support staff. For the first time in the country now, support staff outnumbers classroom teachers. So the money is not getting where it needs to be. And a lot of those regulations and mandates from the states and from the feds, all this reporting that they now have to do that don't help educate a child whatsoever, are just are it's being wasted. It's going to salaries and then ultimately the pensions and stuff of people that are not directly affecting the child's education.
Whose responsibility is it, Lenny, to make sure that our kids are educated?
Ultimately, it's the parents' responsibility. I mean, that literally, that's the number one thing. But the problem has become they're so trapped into the public schools because of the economy and the amount of money. A lot of parents can't afford to move their school kid to a private school or to even homeschool or the any of the alternatives, the charter schools. There's less alternatives. So this is where the government can help. And that's the one thing great about tax credit scholarships that you have, which they need to be increased, is because that's private donations. There's no state money going into the tax credit scholarship program. It is all from private donations of people wanting to help kids get a better education and have access to the education that they can't afford on their own.
Well, we saw what Governor Sisolak did with that in the last legislative session. But a lot of people say, well, we just need to raise the taxes on the rich. Is that their responsibility?
No, it's not their responsibility. And because they're rich, they end up moving. That's what Maryland found out and Connecticut found out when they put this tax on the millionaires. The number of millionaires in the state dropped. Maryland's dropped by a third the year following the law. So they lost money instead of increased their tax revenue, and they don't spend the money on education anyway. They spend it wherever else they want. It's a talking point of taxing the rich. The rich move. The rich aren't going to pay it anyway. They're going to leave the state.
Now we have two lawsuits coming against the Nevada government, which is us, to increase education funding. That's kind of I'm going to tax myself so I can get more tax dollars and pay for the lawyers now. Nobody benefits from that. How do we solve that issue?
That's one the legislature has to solve. They have to pretty much figure out how state constitution works and whether the courts will allow this or not. Several states are having this exact same problem right now where the courts are dictating how much money is an adequate education, which is the wrong place. The legislators should be the one deciding how much money is going to education and what is adequate, not a court. But the teachers' unions and their allies have taken to the courts because they think they can get more favorable rulings from there and then force the legislature to do whatever they want by the ruling of, you know, it's pretty much almost a heading toward totalitarian ruling where a judge or a three-judge panel is now dictating how much the state has to spend, and the state's, then you just keep getting in this never-ending cycle, which you're really deeply in trouble if the courts ever start doing that and ruling on that, which they shouldn't. It should always be left to the legislature.
Yeah. All right. Lenny Jarrett, would you please hang on the line as we go through a quick break here on the Monica Jay Show? Because I have another, well, it's kind of a trick question for you about the education system itself coming up right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk, KKFT, for Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
I won't be attacking you, that's for sure. 884-9910, that's the number to call after we finish with this wonderful gentleman on the Monica Jay Show. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Lenny Jarrett is joining us from the Heartland Institute, heartland.org, if you'd like to find out more. And that is, Lenny, again, thank you for joining the show. We're spending a lot of money already in education. But
yes,
here in Nevada for Washoe County, we just had a school board trustee president that was so excited because graduation numbers were up, but these kids can't go into UNR or any other university or college system because they have to take remedial classes. Because even though they're graduating, they're just not that educated.
That's correct. Yeah, that's seen that all across the country. About 50 to 67% of kids that graduate are taking some type of remedial class, either in math, English, science, or both, or all three, and just wasting money. They're not getting college credit for it, and they're still paying for it, so they're increasing their debt, and they're not prepared for college.
But we have the SHARE program, which is the sex education program, and we have more being spent on nursing and being able to, you know, parent children. That's an issue in the education system.
Yes, it is.
How do we get rid of that?
You've got all the bullying that's happening in your schools, too. You had over 11,000 incidents of bullying and almost 1,000 cyberbullying cases. It just that was 2016, 2017, I believe that data was from. We've gotten to the point where we're just coddling kids and worrying about all these mandates and all this. You can call it whatever you want, but it's really indoctrination into what the schools want kids to come out. They want them coming out dependent on government is really what it boils down to. Mm-hmm. So they want them smart enough to they can do jobs that the government wants, but not smart enough that they can be their own entrepreneurs. And they don't believe in capitalism for the most part anymore, based on the surveys and stuff we're seeing.
So well, the textbooks say that capitalism is racism.
Yep. Yeah. Pretty much everything is racist now, according to most people. It's ridiculous. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are racist. Snow is racist. It's they've jumped the shark, and it's racism now. There is real racism out there, but the way they've done it, nothing is racist anymore. It's lost its meaning, and that's one of the biggest problems with where we've gone in our education system and this indoctrination and this overuse of terms. Just people want to, you know, they have their own agenda, so they get crazier and crazier in what they keep saying, and it's harming the next generation.
Yeah,
I always say if we don't fix education, we lose everything.
Yeah, it is, because we are educating the next level of, well, elected representatives, the people who are going to be taking care of us, the doctors, and they're not educated.
Correct. That's the problem.
You know, this is scarier than the coronavirus, Lenny.
It actually is, because it's more damage, future damage, than the coronavirus will do this year.
Lenny Jarrett, the Heartland Institute, heartland.org. I urge you to go through and read this entire article. Research and commentary. More education funding does not improve education outcomes. And see that it's not just here in Nevada. It is everywhere. And so I'm going to educate you on that, Lenny, right now. It's Nevada. Next time I have you on, you better be saying Nevada and not Nevada.
It's a southern accent. I grew up in Virginia, so I'm getting that southern drawl coming back in every so often.
Hey, tell you, I lived in Virginia Beach for the shortest time, and I came back and my family couldn't understand what I was saying. It's like, I only lived there for 7 months, and it's contagious. But hey, before I let you go, I want to ask about the climate conference that you guys are going to be having, actually, in Nevada, down in Las Vegas in May. Is that open for anybody to come to?
Yes, it is. There's a registration page on our website. You can find it when you come to our website. I believe it's the 12th and the 13th of May. I don't have the date right off my head, but I believe so. But if you come to our website and search on ICCC, you will find it, and anybody can register.
All right. And I'm assuming that, you know, it's going to be a good conference, because you have well-educated people that understand that the world is going to continue on without any of us.
Yes, it is. There's this whole myth of, 1 year, 12 years, whatever date they want to come up with, that the world's going to end. Yeah, we'll have scientists there talking about science, real science, and going through the data at the conference.
Yeah, I really wish they'd come up with a different time span, because we've been hearing it's going to happen in 10 years for the last 50 years, and it's getting old.
Exactly, yeah.
When South Park does an episode on it in 2000, you know something's wrong.
Exactly.
Lenny Jarrett, thank you so much for joining the show, and continued success, and thank you for doing what you do at the Heartland Institute.
Oh, thank you for having me on, and let me know anytime you need me to come back on. I'd love to have another discussion with you.
Oh, we're going to be having many. Thank you very much, Lenny. Have a great day. There goes Lenny Jarrett, the Heartland Institute. Yeah, check out their website at heartland.org. I think you would be pleasantly surprised by the articles that are there and sound education and sound research that you can help share with people. Our education system is turning out AOCs by the bucket loads. And unfortunately, that's not doing us or the world any good. Home education. Yeah. Teaching your kids. You got to do something. Because if you're relying on the education system that's being put out by the education department or the Department of Education from the feds through the state, through the counties, your kids are just going to be lost. You're going to have to uneducate them and re-educate them every time they come home from school. We can't have that. We have to change it now. And it starts with elections. It does not start with money. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
the Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
And isn't it nice to be able to have a place where you can share your opinions and be disagreed with? It's the Monica Jay Show, indeed, 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Boy, just losing listeners by the handful there. Sorry to see Joe go, but it's your voice. 884-9910 or Monica at 991FMTalk.com. Again, I have to thank Lenny Jarrett for joining us in the last half hour. If you missed the conversation about improving education outcomes, does not come with more money. That's not how you do it. Start cutting from the top down. This is really sad of what we're putting these kids through. Because if you don't think the teachers are stressed and that stress is going on to the kids, they see what's going on. They are literally being torn in different directions. Well, this is your place to talk about it. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Log on today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Do we need to put more money into education? We hear this every single legislative session. More money. More. Yes, no, or you got a little button there that says other, where you can type in your own response. So we had somebody put in their response. We've taxed and taxed and given millions towards education every cycle. The teachers and students never see it. Stop rewarding top administrators this way. No. There you have it. We gave money to build schools. The schools don't have the teachers, so we have to take teachers from other schools. And that's how we get overcrowding because, well, the teacher just left. Their students didn't, so we're going to have to put the students into another class. It's very sad. But until you say something, until you do something, Quality of Life Reno, QOL-Reno.org. They put together a keep your kids home day. just one day, keep your kids out of school and send a message. Because that message is all about money. And if you've seen the school board meetings, you know people are down there. They're talking every time to the school board. Nothing changes. Well, something did start to change because we got Ellen Minetto on there and she's doing a great job. But the liberals who just want to keep on have to be removed from the school board. And the only way to do that is to elect conservatives with conservative values who understand what a real education, reading, writing, arithmetic, math, science. I don't understand why we have STEM schools and STEM categories. That should be in all schools for every child. This is just wrong. And we are going to be suffering in the future from it. It's wrong and it's sad. Start finding out who your candidates are. Closing of filing to run for office is this Friday. So, just got this email. There is going to be an April 4th coffee with candidates. Go out and see who the candidates are. They're already being listed. They're already popping up. And ask them the hard questions. What will they do? Not what they see wrong. What are they going to do? What are they going to do about the problems that we all say are going on? We all know what the problems are. Stop pointing those out. Start pointing out what you are going to do. And that is not just for school board members. That is for judges. Because we've seen how things have been turned on the bench. We've seen it federally. We have conservative judges. We have not so conservative. We have Obama judges. Didn't even see that in Clinton's time. We didn't have people saying Clinton judges, but now we have Obama judges. It's got to stop. The only way it stops is when you get to the ballot box fully informed. Boy, that's dating me, isn't it? Ballot box. Do they even have ballot boxes anymore? No. It's all computerized. You're going to be voting on issues. You're going to be voting for people that you need to know what they stand for. If you don't, you are throwing your vote away. And that vote is what keeps this country together. Let's go back to the website. Yesterday's poll question. Are we preparing kids for the harsh reality of life? Only 3% said yes. All the other percentages go to no, and it's the parents' fault, not the teachers. No, and the entire country will suffer when they become elected representatives. All of the above and discipline. The school contradicts parental teachings. At home, we earn what we need and want. Coming home from school, my children have the idea that everything should be evenly split, no matter what. Those are elementary school kids. Last answer, schools should not be socialist hotbeds. And yet, that's what all of them have turned into. Because communism, socialism, it doesn't matter what you call it, knew from the very start, from the very beginning, and we've seen this going on from the 50s, from the 40s. Watch how things change, how they become more progressive. It always comes through the education system. Because young minds are moldable. And we don't have the family unit like we used to have, where you would sit around a dinner table and you would talk about what you learned, what you did, and a family discussion could be held. Don't see that anymore. So communists knew, socialists knew that if we divide the family and we take over the education system, take over the political system, we will eventually win. And how do we know this? How do we know this? Because there is a very prominent presidential candidate who makes it, doesn't hide it one bit that he is a communist. He can call it Democrat socialism all he wants. But all it is the government taking over every aspect of your life, your money, your health care, your education, what kind of power you use, how much you can use, what kind of cars you can drive. It's ridiculous. It is absolutely ridiculous. And there are even more politicians out there that are going even further. They are going to tell you what kind of house you can live in. Oh, you don't have kids? You get an apartment. You don't need a big house. They're going to be telling you what you need. Not how to achieve your dreams, not how to succeed. And I believe in my heart, this is why we have so much vagrancy and so much homelessness taking over this country, so much mental health issues, so many mental health issues, is because for years in the education system, we have not helped kids be what they can be. We allow bullying. We turn a blind eye. We have elected representatives who come up with no solutions. We just make new offices. Oh, Governor Sandoval, thank you so much for starting the Office of Bullying. What did that do for anybody? Because kids are still getting intimidated and they're still getting their butts kicked on the playground. Out of the sight of parents, teachers, walk around a corner every once in a while. But you see people out on the playgrounds and maybe you need to start checking out the playgrounds. Because you see the people out there watching your kids on their cell phones. Or engaged in conversation with another adult. Not watching that one kid who's off sitting by himself. Not watching somebody getting pushed. Not watching a group of kids puffing up their chests to another smaller group of kids or even smaller kids. Bullying is worse than it ever has been. Kids are committing suicide. They're taking weapons to school. To good schools. To those schools that you think, well, this is a nice neighborhood. This stuff doesn't happen here. Yes, it does. Every single day. And until parents make a difference, until parents start homeschooling their kids, until they start getting them into charter schools, into private schools, and taking control of their child's education, we are going to see how we have seen for the last 30 to 40 years, 50 years, that it just keeps getting worse. And more money keeps going into the problem. And again, it just keeps getting worse. Do you see the cycle? Maybe it's time for families to start having some arguments. Mom and dad, are you not agreeing on what's best for the kids? Talk to the kids about it. Ask them how they feel about it. How sick are your kids? Do they not want to go to school so they play sick? It's easy to spot when there's issues. You just have to open up your eyes and your ears and catch it. This is worse than the coronavirus or the flu will ever be. And yet, for some reason, we are willing to throw billions of dollars at something that I think is being played on us from people who want to destroy this country. But that's up for you to decide. When are the stories about the school board, about the kids, all those decisions, when are they going to be the top story in the news every single time? Without it being a suicide or a mother killing her high school kids or what the state is doing to our kids. No. Let's just talk about a virus. It's the Monica Jay Show. 884-9910, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. We'll be back after this and wrap up the show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. John just sent me this email not too long ago. It's National Brotherhood Week. If you want to find out what this is referencing, I read an email earlier from Joe that says, you know, because I let somebody who's an anti-Semite rave on for like 60 seconds. You can go hear it on the podcast if you want. And because I was decent to him, he's not listening to the show anymore. So John sent me this email. It's National Brotherhood Week. Actually, no, John, National Brotherhood Week is May 24th. So how this thing got started is just crazy as well. People just hating each other. Catholics hating Protestants, Protestants hating Catholics. People blaming everything on the Jews. The right blames the left blames the right. Black hates white, white hates black. When are people going to stop living in the past and start living in the now? It's not about skin color. It's not about beliefs, religious or political. It's about protecting each other, but in a way that is right for everyone. That people who break the laws are punished. That people are encouraged to succeed. That encouragement is given when people fail, to pick themselves up and move on, or even do something different. To build people up rather than to tear them down. Because when we're all dead, none of this is going to make a difference. I love you no matter what you're doing or who you are. I hope you join me tomorrow. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.